Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. And this podcast is an opportunity for me to have a chat with a published author about what inspires them to write, how they go about the writing and publishing process, and what effect it's had on their life. I also find out what tips they have for other aspiring authors. We're heading to Oklahoma for this week's podcast because I get to meet Anne Tricia Brave-Smith, a professional mentor, speaker, entrepreneur, and author. Anne Tricia has several books to her name, including Recreating a Better Me, Struggling to Forgive, and Financial Education Simplified. We really seem to hit it off, so huge apologies for me coming across as such a fangirl. Enjoy the podcast. Hello, Anne Tricia. It's so lovely to meet you today.
Hey, Alison, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. First time I've spoken to anyone in Oklahoma, so I'm very excited. So tell me about your books.
Yes, I have Recreating a Better Me, which that is my primary book. And it's all about both the personal and professional development.
Okay.
And so with that comes several other books that fall under that umbrella. I consider this my seven-step Recreating a Better Me system.
Okay.
And so these books are all generated around understanding who you are and how you and your business go hand in hand, and how it's important to take the blueprint of your life and apply it as it is divinely connected to your purpose in life.
Okay.
And so with Recreating a Better Me, also Struggling to Forgive, which is something that most of us women have a problem with, and how unforgiveness makes decisions for you. And sometimes can keep you off track, not only in your personal, but like I said, in your professional life too. And then there's Financial Education Simplified, which is also an important component of the system, so that we're able to understand money, how it works, and how we, when we're able to use money correctly, and manage it well, how we can generate wealth no matter what our income levels are.
Okay. Oh, no, that's really interesting. So are these the first three steps, and then there are four more to come?
No, it's just these are the three most important in the steps. It's actually Recreating Better Me is the first. Struggling to Forgive is the third, and then Financial Education Simplified, I have it in the last step.
All right then, yeah. So what inspired you to write them?
Well, being a entrepreneur myself, a duopreneur, so to speak, having a day job and then opening several home-based businesses, I begin to understand how my personal life and the things that I lack or the things that are unresolved in my personal life spills over and impacts my business. Mm-hmm. And so becoming a middle-aged woman.
And I don't believe that for a minute. I'm fighting middle age.
Sometimes we get stuck. You know, we get to a place to where we're not satisfied in life. Mm-hmm. And we want and desire more. And so looking at myself, looking at my two daughters who I have raised and are off to college and making decisions for themselves, how decisions I've made have impacted their lives. It was important for me to put it in writing. Mm-hmm. So that not only my daughters, but maybe your daughters and other daughters around the world will have a blueprint and a guide to follow when they reach this point also in their lives, that they're not satisfied and they don't really know what to do. They know that there is more in them and they just, you know, feel stuck. They, many times, you know, as women, we put our lives on hold for the family.
Yeah.
And so we become, our identity is stuck in who mom or dad said we were. It becomes stuck in being somebody's spouse, being somebody's mother.
Yeah.
We sometimes neglect who we are, neglect our dreams for the sake of someone else's hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
And so it was just important to leave a blueprint, not only with the with what I've accomplished and leave it here and it dies with me, but in the pages of a book, what I leave here goes on from generations to generations.
Yeah, so it's your legacy. I was just thinking, talking generations, you go back two or three generations and it would have been passed on word of mouth, wouldn't it? It would have been people telling stories.
That's right.
It would have been the elders telling stories to the younger generations. Mm-hmm. And that wisdom and that knowledge would be passed from mother to daughter, from mother to daughter.
That's right. And sometimes that can even be tarnished or it can be neglected or left out, bits and pieces. And, you know, with me, I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be just another story. You know, sometimes we hear about our ancestors. We want to know more. We wish that there was pages or photos or something that, you know, we can connect the stories to or with. Mm-hmm. To know a little bit more about why they were who they were and how the family has evolved through tradition. And so, you know, I wanted to leave something here, my blueprint in this world.
That really resonates with me, you know, because I kind of, my grandparents, I wish that I was very lucky to know my grandparents until well into adulthood. But I was so caught up in my own life and what was going on for me. And I wish I'd take the time, you know, to stop and talk to them and hear their stories and hear about their lives. And I know bits and pieces, but yeah, there's huge chunks of my family history missing.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I love the idea of actually putting it down on paper so that your daughters have it and their daughters will have it. And that will
pass on.
But also so that your wisdom can be shared much further afield as well. I really love that.
You know, because I with my daughters being in college and then with them also having their own small businesses, there's things that they're going to need to know in life. There's things that they're going to need to know in business. And so as that evolves, I think creating these books are instrumental, not only for them, but like I say, others that I mentor.
Yeah, no, I think that's fabulous. So how do you go about writing? Do you plan everything out? Do you have a house full of post-it notes and charts? And or do you just sit down and write, or are you kind of somewhere in the middle?
It just comes with the ideas. You know, much of this pins out my journey and what I'm learning along the way. And so as things in my life evolve, it's important enough for me to put it in a book. So, like I said, financial education, that has been the last one that I've written so far, but I have another one in the making.
Okay.
And it's just stemming from the process. You know, sometimes we overcome something in our life or we're dealing with an issue in our life. And when we've mastered that, we think that that's it. Mm-hmm. But life is so complex, we know that it evolves in layers. And so when you peel off one layer, there's another layer to tackle. And so, it's just what I'm dealing with, how I overcome it, and whether or not it is important to recreating who you are that I included in this system. And it's just the ideas. I consider it purpose-driven ideas. So when it's purpose, that's when I get the the desire to write about it.
It's true, isn't it? Yeah, we're always evolving. If we're not evolving, we're dead, I think. You know, while we're alive, we're always evolving and we're always changing and we're always learning things. So, mm-hmm. So there's always going to be something else to write about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think if you get the writing bug, you just constantly have a steady stream of new ideas and new things to do. So you just kind of sit down and write then, really.
Absolutely. Yeah.
From the heart, from the head, from the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So how did you get your books published?
I self-published.
Yeah.
I self-published with KDP Amazon. And it was a process that I learned solo. I didn't know much about how to do it. You know, years ago when I attempted at writing a book, I send it out to publishers, but you know, in most denied or, you know, unfinished projects and things like that. So, you know, as our world has evolved and technology has become accessible to many of us, you know, mm-hmm. it has also made doing the things that we desire to do attainable for us. And so,
yeah.
I went the route of self-publishing. Mm-hmm. And not only that, you know, I teach others how to self-publish as well, because they have a desire for their voice to be heard. Mm-hmm. And so I just make that available, sharing my simple process that I use through self-publishing.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we're carrying out the same mission, I think, on opposite sides of the ocean. I truly believe that everybody has a story to tell, and I just
absolutely
want everybody get their story out, because I think we get so caught up in our own lives and we think, oh, this is only happening to me, I'm the only person who's experiencing this, or why would what I know be of any use to anybody else, why would mm-hmm. I'm going through help anybody else? And that is so wrong, isn't it? Because
absolutely
knowing that you're not absolutely alone, having other people's experiences, reading about people who've been through difficult times maybe, or have reinvented themselves, or have started a business, or whatever it might be, we can all gain so much from reading absolutely those stories, can't we? So I love that you're helping other people to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good purpose to have.
Yeah.
So while you're teaching other people, I guess you must have learned quite a lot about yourself along the way as well.
Absolutely. You know, and I've also challenged myself and scratched myself into dimensions that I may not otherwise had done or didn't know that I could accomplish. So getting to know myself and knowing that there's greatness in me, that if I hadn't have done this, if I hadn't have written the books, if I hadn't have learned the things that I've learned and been intentional about it, I wouldn't be this awesome human being that I am today.
I love that.
I wouldn't know the awesome people like you, Allison, that I've met along this journey. Yeah. And all of that is instrumental in becoming who we desire to be. It takes us to new levels in our businesses. It connects us with other great people around the globe that we wouldn't necessarily know. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, most of my writing is nonfiction. And mm-hmm. yeah, when you're writing about yourself and the things you do, my first book was about raising a child with special needs. And I kind of looked back and thought, wow, we have been through so much and we've come out the other end and we're still here,
for
better people as a result. And then my second book was about writing books. And I was kind of, gosh, I know a lot of stuff really, don't I? And then I also wrote a novel. And I mean, that was, I don't think I'm very imaginative. I don't think I can tell fictional stories. But all of a sudden, there's all these people and these things going on in my head. And you know, every time it just, it just reaffirms that idea of, wow, yeah, I am an amazing person and I can do
this. Yes, you are. Yes,
yeah. And I think, yeah, people don't realize just how powerful, even if you write and don't publish it, just how powerful writing is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's something that everyone should write a book at some point in their life, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So there's tip number one for other writers. Everyone should write a book.
Everyone should write, absolutely.
What other advice would you have for anyone else who's maybe thinking they should write a book now?
Don't be afraid to do it, you know. I put off writing a book for years because I only read and comprehend on about a third grade level or less. And so, I procrastinated. And the no's from the publishers, you know, that rejection that you feel, you know, if it's important enough to you, do it. You know, if it stays on your mind, do it. But also, don't try to go at it alone, which is what I did. Mm-hmm. I did it. I learned the process on my own. And I'm grateful for that, because I didn't feel like I had I didn't have an Allison in front of me to help me. Don't go at it alone. Don't be afraid to reach out to a mentor. There's people like me and Allison out here that are willing and capable of helping you. And so just do it.
Yeah.
Connect with other people. And be willing to collaborate so that your voice, your story can circulate, and that others who need to hear what you have to offer can connect with you.
Mm. Oh, that's fantastic. I love the idea of having somebody, kind of a mentor or a writing buddy, mm-hmm. or somebody mm-hmm. to, do you have somebody that you kind of write alongside now, or that, yeah, that you kind of report back to, or that you support and they support you in return?
I have a professional development group, and we all work together. We are in different career fields, but we're all professionals that collaborate together. But not only that, my video instruction for helping other people to create their stories and put it in the pages of a book have helped several people, not only in my professional development group, but also around the globe. Mm-hmm. And even for established authors, you know, who sometimes struggle getting their books out there to make the sales, and just to give them ideas on how to not only settle for the pages of the book, but how to generate additional incomes for those books that they've written, so that it continue to generate revenue for them.
Yeah, that's something that I think a lot of people don't realize, do they? That the book will actually probably not make you that much money. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm, the doors mm-hmm. that the book can open to you
in That's terms right.
of new business opportunities, or becoming an expert, or speaking, or, you know, all that other stuff that kind of comes along.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that could be really powerful. Yeah, and being invited onto podcasts. this has been
absolutely.
I really enjoyed this. What's next for you? You said you've got a fourth book bubbling away.
Yes. And I was just, and you know, when I talk about collaborations with other authors and things like that, I have a book that was just released on the 27th. It was The Art of Connection. And it is a book for entrepreneurs and other authors and things like that. It's a 365-day inspirational quotes and things like that from authors.
Okay.
And so it's just been released. And then I'm working on a project, Building from Broken Pieces. And I hope to have it out and published by March of this year.
Oh, wow. Gosh. And then I think there'll probably be more to come after that as well, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely.
There's no stopping you. Yeah, once you get going, I think. Yeah, definitely. It's been absolutely fantastic to talk to you today. Thank you. So I love your accent. I could listen to you speak all day long. Can you just like make a video if you're reading a shopping list or something? Your voice is amazing.
Awesome.
It's been so lovely to talk to you, Anne Tricia. Where can people find out more about you online?
People can find me on my Linktree. That's Linktree/AnnTriciaBraceSmith. That's okay. Linktree/AnnTriciaBraceSmith.
Just carry on spelling your name. That's fabulous. And that will have all the links, I guess, to everywhere that they can
connect with you. Yes,
ma'am. Thank you. Nobody's ever called me ma'am before either. That's so weird. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you today. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you, Alison.
Thank you to Anne Tricia Braysmith for being my guest on the show today. You can find out all about her on her Linktree page. Just go to Linktree, that's linktr.ee/AnnTriciaBraysmith. Her books are also all on Amazon and the links are in the show notes. If you have a story to share, then I would love to help you share it. Just go to my website, www.theproofairy.com, to find out how I help with mentoring, group writing programs, self-publishing, editing, and much more. You'll also find all the episodes of this podcast there, along with details on how to apply to be a guest on the show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, review it, and tell your friends about it. This has been a Proof Fairy production, and I'll be back next week with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now.